Hello, everybody. Now, does anybody know what letter we are up to in our ABCs of God? Anybody who's not Ethan, because he knows what I've been doing. Hannah? F, not up to F. We did F a wee while ago. Okay, Ethan.
W.
Yep, we're up to W. And today, we are going to look at the word wise. Now, does anybody think they might know what this word means? Ethan? Yeah, kind of. That's pretty much what I've put. So Ethan said that you know a lot of things and, for example, if somebody was hurt, you would know what to do. And what I've written down is being wise is knowing the right thing to say and the right thing to do at the right time. Now, in the Bible, we are told about a king called Solomon, and he was the king of Israel. When he became king, God told him he could have anything that he wanted. And do you know what he chose to have? Anybody know what he chose to have? Abby? Wisdom. Yep, he chose wisdom. And God gave him what he'd asked for. Now, King Solomon was known everywhere as the wise king. In fact, he was so wise that people came from really, really far away to come and see him so they could help him with their problems. Now, King Solomon was probably the wisest man who ever there was. But the wisdom that he had came from God. So if God could make a man so wise, imagine how much wiser God must be. Now, there's a verse in the Bible that tells us that God is the only wise God. It says, "To the only wise God be glory forever through Jesus Christ." And that's found sort of near the end of the Bible in Romans. Now, there is nobody who is as wise as God is. No, not even King Solomon was as wise as God. God is so wise that he makes everything in the world work together just right. He made sure that the earth was close enough to the sun that we don't freeze, but far enough away that we don't get burnt. He gives us rain so the plants can grow and that we have food to eat. And he made trees so that birds have a place to make their nests and somewhere to live. God also knows what is best for us all of the time. He tells us to be kind to each other because he knows that's the best way to treat other people. He tells us not to steal because he knows that that would make other people sad. And if we could just take whatever we wanted, we would get really greedy. And he also tells us that we need to obey our mums and dads because they're older than us and they've done more stuff than us. So they know how to keep us safe and they know, a lot of the time, they know the best way to do things. So, it's getting close to summer, isn't it? Who's looking forward to their summer holidays? Yeah, me too. Mine have just started and I'm really happy about that. Now, and we've been getting quite nice weather as well, haven't we? Which means that we can go outside more and not worry as much about the rain, but we might still get some rain. But we can remember that when we're outside in the sunshine, that that's been sent from God because he knows that plants need sun to be able to grow. But also, if it rains, we can remember that that's also been sent from God because if there was no rain, the plants would just shrivel up. And then we wouldn't have any food. And God sends all these things because he is a wise God. And this can help us to remember that God always knows what is best for us. And he always knows what we need all of the time. And because he knows this, we can remember that we can trust him all of the time. Okay, so do you think this week we can remember that God is a wise God, and remember that he is the only wise God. He is the wisest. Okay? Thank you for listening.